you for calling Bank of Cardiff. May I start with your 16-digit reservation code, please?
2311-4201-0053-5349.
All righty, let's see what we got here. Alrighty, and who am I speaking with today?
Jennifer Bargano.
Jennifer, okay. And are you just wife of Keith, I assume?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Alright, and let me just confirm some information that I have on here for you. Are you still at 810 Cypress Wood, Bow? Spring,
yes.
Texas, 77373?
Yes.
Excellent. And what's a good phone number, just in case we get disconnected here?
My number is fine, 713-992-5898.
5898. Excellent. All right. And what's a good email address for you?
trentex.transport@yahoo.com.
Yahoo.com. And you, what was the first word you said, sorry?
The name of the company, Trintex, T as in Tom, R-I-N, T as in Tom, E-X.
Trintex.transport, you said, right?
Yeah.
All right, gotcha. Yahoo.com, excellent. So, I mean, what's the structure of your business as well? Are you guys an S-Corp, C-Corp, LLC?
Oh, we're sole proprietor.
Sole proprietor, okay, excellent. All right, well, I mean, we've got a lot of different programs kind of depending on your specific needs. Why don't you kind of tell me what you're looking for so I can point you in the right direction here?
We do dispatching services, and we do transportation. So we have we need trailers. We have a truck right now, but we had problems with the trailer we had and the funds to buy a new trailer. So basically operational cost is what we're out of right now.
Okay. Gotcha. And what are you, you know, looking at? What kind of, I'm sure it sounds like a working capital, but what's the amount that you're looking for today?
We're only needing about 15,000.
Okay, around 15. And then this is just for operation day-to-day stuff?
Yes, it's equipment, couple pieces. When I say equipment, not big, heavy equipment, chains, traps, the normal stuff. And you always have the road hazards are the biggest problem in the business.
Right.
And when it happens unexpectedly and you don't have the funds, usually when you don't have the funds, you end up paying more for everything
right.
in the long run. So that's the problem, basically, that we're running into.
Okay, so you want it for equipment like chains and what other kinds of equipment you said?
Chains, straps. We're needing a small trailer to use with the truck we have. We're
gotcha.
Needing tires. We're needing to have at least secured payroll in there because that's the problem
right.
when you have to cash in your checks. By losing a percentage, you're
cool.
actually losing your profits.
Yes, you are. Absolutely true.
So if we can wait the 30 days out for some of these customers or the 6 weeks out, it's so much better.
Yeah.
Because when you just do it month to month, it sounds like a little bit. But it's when you add it up over a period of time for the year, your year-end statements is when you really see how much you're losing.
Absolutely. Yeah, you take a look at the number at the end of the year, and you're like, wow, it's pretty
yeah.
significant. Yeah. So if you were to get this $15,000, put it to work at this operational day-to-day stuff and the equipment, what kind of return are you taking a look at? Like, what kind of savings, maybe, I'd rather say?
Savings, profit, what numbers are you looking for?
Yeah, so like like a profit, for example, what do you think your return is going to be on this investment?
Our return on the investment in the trucking business is 100%.
Right. But I mean, like for the 15 grand that you're looking for, say I gave you that 15 grand tomorrow, the next day, whatever. What are you going to make on that 15 grand? When are you going to recoup that 15 grand that you're borrowing, you know?
I would give myself 2 years in the trucking industry because of the ups, the inclines. You're going into some of the holidays, so
Right.
you do get your loads. However, it's also end the year, so you know people are closing their books out, so they're a little more careful on how much they're paying to the loads. But
Right.
with taking that into consideration, then you always have those gravy loads that pop up where it's holiday time and some people don't want to work.
Right.
So you always pay, you know, attention to the dips. And I always says, you know, in the trucking business, you've got to give yourself at least 2 years to recoup your
Right.
expenses.
Okay, gotcha. 2 years to recoup expenses. And when are you looking to do this by? Just as soon as possible? Did you have like a time frame?
Well, the thing is, we were operating fully and running into these financial situations and having to get a new trailer and that kind of thing, we're just doing like a dispatch service, holding out right now,
Right.
trying to get the funds to get the equipment we need to get back up and running. But
Gotcha.
with me still being in an industry, I can tell you know, when you see the loads and you know you can carry it and you're not getting it, you're hurting.
Right. So you're kind of trying to do this as soon as possible then, I assume, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, why don't you tell me a little bit about your credit? Would you say it's good, bad, somewhere in the middle? Oh, by the way, are you and Keith, both the owners?
Yes.
Okay, so are you guys 50-50 in this?
Yes.
Okay. And so why don't you tell me, yeah, a little bit about your credit? Would you say you're good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I wouldn't say it's good. Who has good credit? We're in a five
Touché.
something score, so you know, everything we're looking at is really, really high interest rates.
Right.
And that's basically what we're looking at.
Okay. And what about for Keith? Would you say he's around the same thing?
He's around the same thing because
Okay.
in overextending to the business since last year,
Right.
you're pulling from your own personal income to keep it alive.
Right. Okay, gotcha. And why don't you tell me a little bit about your sales? What do you how did you guys do last year?
Last year we did very good. Last
Good.
year we probably we did a little over 100,000 with one truck.
Oh wow, with just one truck.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty impressive.
It was going 7 days a week. When one driver takes the time off, we put another driver. We've done twin loads, and like I say, we do some dispatch in between for other companies, small companies that have their own authority and stuff. So we're not taking any hits with their drivers and their failures. We're
Right.
basically just booking the loads. So we
Gotcha.
are pretty functional.
Very nice. So what are you guys on track for this year then?
For ne this to wrap up this year,
Yeah.
well, we've slowed down as of, let me tell you what month, we've slowed down as the beginning of the year. We kind of took a step back on our truck running, and we have more dispatching, and here and there we've done a few loads that didn't need that heavy trailer.
Right.
So as far as this year, I don't have the full numbers yet. Hold on a second.
That's okay, take your time.
We're way under what we did last year. We're
Oh, really?
probably, yeah, we're way under this year. Because we still have a couple more months in the year, but we stopped very early up in the year. So if I go figure 5, 10, 15, 20, we're probably around 40,000
Around
this
40,
year.
okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And then what caused that like huge fallback for you?
The huge fallback is we didn't have a trailer anymore.
Okay.
We didn't have the finance to buy the trailer. We took a rental, and in taking the rental, it broke soon as we got it. They gave us a substitute, a replacement, and then they turned around and they towed their trailer, which if you took your trailer away from us and tow it to a facility, you're thinking it's taken care of. And then they turned around and billed us for the two trailers.
Oh, no kidding.
So we were facing a lot of charges, and we just kind of took a rest in the middle there with
Right.
running that truck that was running as much last year.
Gotcha. So this is the same truck that you guys were running last year when you said you made that 100K?
Yeah, we made about 100,000 last year. It was a Dodge Dually we were running.
Gotcha.
We also had another truck that was leased to us. Actually, that driver was running under us, that he leased to us. So that might have made up some of that income too.
Hey, Don, this is Rusty. Have you guys
That
ever?
was,
Sorry, go ahead.
pardon me? Yeah, that was not every day he ran, but he did loads here and there, as fast as they were coming. I would also say the price of fuel went down.
Right.
So with the price of fuel going down, your price of your loads went down.
Right, of course. Okay, well,
And
let me ask.
if you didn't do the hotshot loads for about 8 months, then or yeah, about 8 months, then you can see where the income has gone tremendous. Your custom put in at
Right.
least 12,000,
Wow.
in the bank, at 10 to 12,000 in the bank a month, and you didn't run for like 8 months. You can see where the dip,
Right.
the
It can be a
only
huge
kept
loss
it
for
up
that.
was right. The dispatching is what kept it up.
Okay. So the dispatching is kind of what kept it alive then, huh?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, have you guys ever considered kind of bringing on a second truck since you guys were doing so well last year with
Of course.
the yeah.
We have drivers that we had already screened for our company on safety issues, and we know how they drive and how much to the book they are, but we don't have they don't have one of them doesn't have a truck. So if we have another truck, yes, we can put him in it. Good driver,
Of
dependable.
course.
So, yeah, no problems with that driver. We wouldn't mind adding to the fleet.
Yeah, of course. I mean, especially, if you were doing so well with one truck, imagine two trucks. Especially if the business is already there and you just kind of have to supply whatever the demand is.
Correct.
Yeah. How long have you guys been in business?
A year and June of last year.
June of last year, so about almost a year and a half, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. How'd you guys get into to the industry? Just curious since it's
My
so
husband
recent.
worked. Well, I was into transportation, but in other forms. I worked for FedEx. I've worked for the airlines. My husband actually is currently working for a logistics company. So
Oh.
he's been around logistics his whole adult life. So
Right.
the knowledge of the industry is always there. I being on the other side and him being on one side of the fence come together and make a perfect match for what we were doing.
Excellent. So you guys were just sitting one day and, decided to put it together and make it happen, huh?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah. Very, very nice. Have you guys, tried looking into financing already?
We've tried one company last year, and they did approve us
Right.
but they approved us for we had to buy the equipment from their companies, and we actually had outlets to get cheaper equipment, but it had to go through their suppliers.
Oh,
So they
really?
had, yes. And when we looked at, we wait, I mean, we want the financing, but at the same time, we're not stupid business people.
Of
So
course.
when we looked at what we would be paying for the trailer in the long run, it's like a lease. It's like a rent, actually, the rate.
Right.
And I recognize we have terrible credit, and finances interest rates will be a little more.
Sure.
But I also recognize that I don't need the headache if I'm seeing it's not worth the while. All my profits is going, you know, in back into them. And I wouldn't own this thing for many, many years. And the contract was written up in such a way that by the time we finish paying for it, which is the time they gave us, they still have the option based on market value that they can change the rate of that equipment or they can, it was just the contract. I went through it with a fine-tooth comb, and my husband did also, and we basically turned it out.
Wow. What company offered you that? Just curious.
I forgot, but I do have the package somewhere around the office here.
Yeah. No, it's not a problem. I was just curious. So more recently, you haven't really applied anywhere?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Good. Just because I know usually that ends up slamming the credit a little bit more. So you were saying that they offered you, you know, this rate that would change and it was too high of interest and all that. So you're saying you're looking at the $15,000, and that's why I asked you what you think your return is going to be. So you were saying that they were taking all of the profit basically, right, in the payment?
Well, they were going to give us anything we asked for. I mean, they told us with our income, they were just looking at our private income.
Right.
And based off of our private incomes between myself and my husband, they gave us an exorbitant amount of credit that we can use.
Sure.
We didn't want all of that. We were just getting something that was, I think it was 15, the trailer we were buying at the time might have been about 10 or 15,000.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, there was a lot cheaper trailers, better trailers that we wanted, that we could have gotten, but because we had to go through one of their suppliers, we had to pick what they had to offer. But like the way the contract was written up is what our problem was, because you're paying, we didn't mind the payment. The payment was, I think, they gave us different options. You can lease it, you can rent it, or you can buy it. But the purchase option is what we wanted, and the purchase option didn't make any sense.
Right.
And payments were comfortable with the money you're making, but the purchase option didn't make any sense because you're making the money and you keep paying it, and it comes just like the factoring company. And because you're making it and you could pay it, it's okay, but you have to sit down and look at the overall picture of how much money you've actually thrown away just to have this piece of equipment.
Right.
And even if I stop a year down the road and say that's not making sense and I give it back, the penalties involved and the much that it will cost me doesn't make any sense because it was not because something is easy to get, you want it.
Right. No, I completely understand where you're coming from. That's why I was kind of wondering. So if you were to get this $15,000, tell me what it would do to your monthly sales.
Well, right now it will put us back to where we left off, kind of, you know. It will get us up and running like we want to. It's the time of year where we want to, because we went to a lot of the cold areas that people don't want to go to.
Right.
And those lows are the ones that pay the highest. So we are not restrictive as where we go. So to be honest with you, what would it do? It would do a lot right now.
Right. So you think that this will be able to help you jump right back up to where you were last year when you guys were running the first truck?
It wouldn't give me exactly where I was at because you have to start up again. But it will put me back to get to that point. I'm active right now. When I first started the business, we weren't active. I mean, where we are right now, we're doing this every day. So it's brand new to start up. So we'll start back in the middle of where we were at.
Gotcha. So you're very into it right now.
Yeah, because we're still doing booking the 18-wheelers or, you know, the other guys that have their own authority and that type of thing. We're still doing that.
Okay. So
it's something we do every day.
Right. So then, if you were to add on the trailer right now, obviously you're gonna start taking on more jobs and start taking the truck around more, right? So
Yes.
you were telling me that you're around 40 grand this year, as opposed to 100 grand last year. So
Yes.
if you were to add this trailer, what would it do? What do you think like an increase in your monthly sales would be? Since right now you're around like $4,000, $5,000 a month or whatnot. Would you think you would have a significant increase where it would be, like a couple $1,000 a month more?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, excellent.
Yes.
Okay, so you will be getting some sort of solid return on your investment if you were to get this, right?
Yes, at
Okay.
least $4,000 more a month.
At least 4,000 a month, okay. At least 4K a month. Got it. And do you have any current loans out with the business right now?
No.
Not a single one? Not a line of credit or any working capital or
Nothing with
anything?
business. Nothing.
Okay, excellent. That's actually good. Nothing at all. Perfect. All right, so based on what we talked about today, it fits our working capital program. You're looking for around $15,000 for your operational day-to-day expenses. You want to bring on some equipment, those chains, the straps, and a little trailer for the truck. You want to have some secured money for the payroll. You told me that it's going to have a good return on your investment since you guys are going to increase monthly sales.
Correct.
We're trying to do this as soon as possible so that we can pick the business back up. You said credit was somewhere in the middle, around the five something, you said, right?
Correct.
And last year's sales were 100. This year's sales are around 40. So we're going to try and pick that back up and help you grow the business a little. You've only been in business for about a year and a half, so it's definitely going to be a growing business. You and Keith are both 50-50 on this business, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you have no loans whatsoever, which is it's pretty great. So there's some room to work with here. So what I can do for you is go ahead and shoot over an email, and I want to just double check with you that you said it was trintex.transport@yahoo.com, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I can shoot over the email to you, and what it's going to have is the required documents that I need from you. The only thing that we take a look at usually is 6 months of your most recent bank statements, and then we'll
Okay.
take a look at the most recent tax return for the business. And we
Okay.
have just a, like a one-page application that your name and the business name and all that general stuff. And do you guys accept credit cards?
We are set up actually, with PayPal to accept credit cards, but we never took any payments through that.
Okay, so you guys don't have any credit card payments at all.
No.
Okay, so I'm not going to need any merchant statements or anything from you. So the only thing that I will require from you is 6 months of the most recent bank statements and the tax return on your end. And then I'm also going to be sending over that one-page application for you to do. Once you get those back to me, I can get back to you with some sort of option within 24 hours. So it's a really quick process in order for me to give you some options on the table. When do you think you would be able to get those documents into me?
I'll tell you right now we're in the process of my tax guy finalizing the tax paperwork.
Okay.
That is not finalized yet. That should be finished by the end of this week.
Sure.
He was a little slow on it because we sent it in late, took an extension, and then he had the closeout date for the extensions for all those other customers. And since
Right.
we were not ready at the time, we had to take the hit. So I'm just
Gotcha.
waiting on him to come back with that for me.
Right. So you're just waiting on, and that'll be your first tax return, is that right?
Correct.
Okay. So there was nothing before that. Okay, so what you can do if you want, is you can send over whatever you already have ready. Like, I assume the bank statements shouldn't be hard to get for you. And then I'll send over the application to you. And then once you receive the tax return, I can just throw that part into your file and then submit it.
Okay.
If that's something that will work for you, it'd be easier.
Yeah, that would be fine.
Yeah. So I'll go ahead and shoot over an email to you. In the email, I'll throw in the required documents again. And then once that 2015 tax return comes in, you send it in to me, and we'll be ready to roll.
Okay.
All right, Jennifer.
Okay. And
All
what was your
right.
name again?
My name is Hashem.
Ashen.
Hashem, yeah. It's H A S H E M as in mother at the end.
Yes. Okay. I got it.
Perfect. I know it's a little difficult
Okay.
over the phone.
I got it.
All right.
Well,
Perfect
I'll
then,
look forward
Jennifer.
to your email and I will respond as soon as I get it. I
Sounds
might get all
great.
the documents together.
Excellent. Excellent. Appreciate it. All right, Jennifer, take care, and you have a good rest of your day, all right?
You too. Thank you.
Absolutely, no problem. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.